Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
U.S. booze is back. And even the premier is admitting that, was this such a good idea to remove booze? They're setting all kinds of liquor sales records for retail and businesses that had the first crack at the U.S. booze. Goes on sale to the general public today. There'll only be one store in Brandon that'll have it. So I said this before. I'm glad that it's across the street from the police station. There could be riots. There could be fist fights. It could be Cabbage Patch Dolls 2025 over bottles of Jack Daniels today. Good news from Air Transat, too. They reached a deal with their pilots union. If you have a Christmas vacation planned on Air Transat, that is a good thing that you've paid for it, because pilots get a $5 million increase. Well, they were asking for 59%. And I say hooray for them. I mean, come on. Can't come up with 50% wage increase? What kind of business are you running? Can you sue over a bad Christmas? Apparently you can. A UBC lawyer is saying, you can sue family members and friends if they do not provide you with an acceptable Christmas in Canada. I thought it was only the Americans that sued over stupid stuff. We'll take a look at that. 7-Eleven going to be known for egg salad sandwiches? Apparently they are the hottest thing on planet Earth right now, these egg salad sandwiches. If you've been reading about it, we'll have those. And Oreo is launching the first cookie of its kind. And we will have a first look at it this morning coming up on the show. The Elkhorn Resort is giving you some freebies for the holidays. The holiday gift card bonus is on. Buy $150 gift cards, get a $25 gift certificate. Buy $250 in gift cards, get a $50 gift certificate. Gift cards never expire, and they can be used anywhere at the resort or spa. Purchase them at the front desk or the spa. You can also call and order them by phone, or you can buy them online. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. Kuiper's Family Bakery in Brandon. If you are planning to have any baked goods as to be part of your Christmas holiday season, you really need to see our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery in Brandon, because they have the best cookies, the best tarts. They are Brandon's bakery, and they've got an amazing selection available of assorted cookie trays, dipped shortbread, whipped shortbread, dipped and whipped. That'd be a good name for a bakery. Dipped and whipped. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Stock up for the holidays. Even, you know what, buy an extra one for yourself. Take it around the corner with your cup of coffee. No one is going to say anything. Munch away. Enjoy. Live life. Live for today. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, next to Tasty's. Still with freebies. Sunrise Credit Union is going to give you $50. Well, kind of. The gift of membership. New members, if you're under the age of 25, get a free $5 member share, which means membership basically for free. It normally costs $5. Plus, they'll put a $50 bonus deposit into your Sunrise account to get you started. How awesome is that? How nice. Do that today when you're at home. You can make some money on your storm day. Courtesy of our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. We have a good news if you're on Air Transat. They reached a deal. The Air Transat pilots and the airline have reached a deal, avoiding a strike. Neither the company nor the union representing 750 pilots wanted to release the details of the agreement. Well, there's a reason for that. It's going to be, you know what that means? Translated, big fat raise, baby. Big fat raise. Woo! The carrier's active fleet of nearly 40 planes carries tens of thousands of passengers on more than 500 flights each week. The Airline Pilots Association issued a 72-hour strike notice on Sunday. Again, they were asking for something like 59% over 10 years, mind you. So anyway, that is some good news to start the morning. Also good news for those who are looking at maybe getting some U.S. booze today. That will be on your agenda for this morning when the liquor store opens. The premier was doing a year-end wrap-up speech at I think it was the Winnipeg or the Manitoba Chamber of Commerce yesterday when he commented on the initial availability of U.S. liquor in Manitoba.
The premier says the response from Manitobans has already exceeded its expectations.
What?
Just this week, I learned that the only thing more popular than taking American booze off the shelves is putting American booze back on the shelves.
The province's back stock of American alcohol went up for sale to private vendors, restaurants, and wine stores Monday. The premier says within the first 3 hours, $1.9 million worth of booze was sold. The general public will be able to get its hands on the American liquor, as roughly 100 U.S. products will return to select Liquor Mart stores until Christmas Eve. Manitoba Liquor and Lottery says up to $500,000 from the sale is going to cheer boards in Winnipeg, Brandon, and Thompson.
They knew that this was going to be insane. It is going to be insane today. If you work at the Liquor Mart in Brandon, I wish you a wonderful day. I wish you a wonderful day. I hope everything goes good. Can they just for one day take the ID requirement out of the Liquor Marts? That is so stupid. Paul says, why don't we just allow individuals to make their own decisions on whether to buy U.S. alcohol or not, rather than having government make that decision for us? Well, and I think the premier even, in a humorous way, acknowledged that, the only thing more popular than removing it was putting it back. So what can I'm lost. What are we doing again? I'm lost. Elbows up, down, sideways. What are we doing? Kelly says, if I understand this correctly, this is the alcohol they pulled off of shelves already, and they're not buying more alcohol from America, just getting rid of the stock that is just sitting somewhere and donating the money. It's silly how many people have a problem with this. I don't think, Kelly, anyone has a problem with the last part of that. Donating money, I don't think anyone's saying don't donate money to charity. I don't think anybody's saying that. I think people have a problem with government telling them what they can and can't do. Since the beginning of time, that has been the case. And like many other things, especially at the grocery store, where a lot of people are putting a line, they're drawing a line in the sand. They're saying, look, I know if people say, if there is a box of pasta and it says made in the USA and it's 99 cents, I'm saying no, I'm buying the $5 Canadian pasta. Then, hey, God bless you. No one's saying that you can't buy the $5 Canadian pasta over the 99 cent American pasta. Nobody's saying that you can't do that. In fact, it's probably a good idea. That is very nice of you to support Canada, support local. That is a great thing to do. However, when the government comes in and says, we are taking away all the U.S. stuff, they did not close Costco. They did not close McDonald's. They did not close Walmart. And before you DM me, as some have, to say, but those are Canadian companies owned by American ones. Come on, let's be honest. So what? I'm going to be Tyler's Jack Daniel, Canadian Jack Daniel company, and resell the American? I mean, they're all owned by the Americans. At the end of the day, people just want choice. They just want to be able to choose. And no one is saying that because you want to buy the Canadian stuff over the American stuff, that's a bad thing. That is a good thing. But as soon as you take away people's ability to choose, Tracy says, are we doing this in Ontario? I don't know. Chris says, too late. I was in the States and stocked up. Well, and I think that that's something to keep in mind. If people run out, Saskatchewan's an option. And again, you can go across the border. You're not allowed to bring a duty free. You're going to have to pay tax, okay, if you go down to buy it. Quentin says, can't be bothered to stand in line to buy booze because our leaders gave me permission. Seems very sheep-like. I'll just run to Saskatchewan on my own terms. And Borrowed Bean seconds that, saying Saskatchewan has better options and it's cheaper. What? Dana says this morning, please don't buy any. And all voices are welcome. Dana says, please don't buy any today. Opinion noted. Recommendation noted. I will be buying some, though, if I can get my hands on it. I might be like Quentin following him out to Saskatchewan. And that is why, at this moment, I will mention one of my fantastic sponsors, Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. You'll find them at 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. And just like Shannon, you could be enjoying weather like this in your own backyard, not even having to leave. You will be in your beautiful Jacuzzi Hot Tub. They deliver 12 months of the year, even amidst the snow, in the storms, in the cold. They'll Drop it right in your backyard so that you can enjoy what's left of the winter. Do go see my friends. See Devin. Go see Frank. They're 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. What a Christmas gift that would be. Now, Christmas delivery, pretty much impossible, but you can still gift it at Christmas, right? You can wrap up a picture of the tub and have for January or February delivery, perhaps. 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. Hey, today's Win Back Wednesday with my friends at Headley's Health Hut. Just as we've seen Zumba Bernice quickly recover from cold and potential flu or God knows what, there's just weird stuff going around. And it is that time of year. It happens every year. But you don't have to suffer. You have access to the most amazing supply of supplements and vitamins, all kinds of things that will help you when it comes to cold, flu, strep throat, achy cough, chest congestion, all kinds of stuff at Headley's Health Hut. It is a store chocked full of remedies, the store of remedies. And today being Win Back Wednesday means you could win up to $500 back in your purchases today. So make sure you slide in there. Make sure you drive in there to 1314 Richmond Avenue and see Randy and Michelle on this Win Back Wednesday. And you could win your purchase back for free and great stocking stuffer ideas too, because they have mocktails. You know, somebody wants a pina colada without the booze in it. I wouldn't be friends with somebody like that. But, you know, they're out there. I kid. But again, they've got all these amazing products. You got to check it out. The stocking stuffer headquarters at Headley's Health Hut. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, just 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt. Again, getting set for that Creedence tribute band, which is coming up on January the 2nd. That is going to be a lot of fun and a great way to start the new year. Dance a little, shake a little, get that first little bit of New Year's exercise on January the 2nd. And the frontmen are coming this March to Skydancer. And that is the lead singers of Lone Star, as well as Restless Heart. I believe it's Little Texas. And those three lead singers make up a pretty amazing lineup. Again, just check out SkydancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on their social media channels, if you would. And check out the water park, the trampoline park, and all the amazing things that they have to offer. It's just 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Fights with family are as much a holiday tradition as turkey and pumpkin pie. Not everyone has them every year, but enough people do that they're a recognizable part of the season. And it's against this backdrop that the University of British Columbia and the Peter Allard School of Law took a look at what legal options are when holiday-related disputes get out of hand and why you probably shouldn't resort to suing, even though you can. You might be within your rights to sue your relatives, but there are some considerations that should bear on exercising these rights. Why would you want to sue anybody at Christmas time? It's the most wonderful time of the year. What if your cousin undercooks the turkey and you get sick? Can you sue? If someone has given you spoiled food to eat and you suffer harm as a result, then yes, what they've done can be conceived as a tort and you can sue them and demand compensation. Few people would ever do this, however. Food poisoning is generally something people experience as an unfortunate circumstance, not a reason to go to court. In a similar vein, people have the right to kick out their hated relatives after inviting them to stay. By inviting your relatives, you're giving them a license to stay, and from a legal point of view, you can kick them out because a license is termination at will. You're not leasing them your home. There is no legal contract, so at any point in time, you can legally punt them. Legally speaking, gifts cannot be taken back. The question that usually ends up being debated in court, though, is whether an item like a large sum of money meets the definition of a gift. Trespassing and neighbor disputes. Could you sue carolers for trespassing or your neighbors for a light display that's too bright? First, trespassing. Technically, if people are entering your land without your consent, they are trespassing. Regardless of whether it's implied or permission exists, the miserly among us could put up a sign saying visitors are unwelcome, no caroling permitted, go away or else. And if carolers show up after you've put a sign up, you can take them to court, charge them with trespassing. God, I found my new purpose in life. To take carolers to court. The plaintiff. Crusty old man. Who put up a visitors not wanted sign at his front door. The defendant. The grade six carolers from Valley View School who showed up to sing some cherry merry Christmas songs. This is the People's Court. I told those kids, get off my lawn. There's a lawn under there. It's covered in snow. You kids and your cheery Christmas songs. Take your Christmas songs and take them home. What about bright lights? What if someone's Christmas light? What movie is that where Danny DeVito, he does that, doesn't he? Danny DeVito has his Christmas lights up on the house and it's blasting his neighbor. In theory, you can take somebody to court if the brightly lit decorations shine through a room in your home where it is normally a place of peace and tranquility. For example, your bedroom, and it prevents you from sleeping. So if somebody's Christmas lights are a little too bright and your curtains are a little too thin, the People's Court, once again. Krusty Tyler is taking his neighbor to court. Dun, 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 dun.
I can't sleep. Fa la 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 la, I'll show you. Fa la 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 la, I'll show you where to stick your Christmas lights. They're too bright. Take them down.
However, lawyers recommend the first step in such a dispute is to contact that neighbor and tell them that their Christmas lights are too bright without suing. It's time to sue. This message brought to you by our new law office sponsor. Let's get the lawyers in there. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Every time you go there and get an oil change, they make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands and Samaritan House. You just pull up to 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, and you pull up to those doors. They'll get you in and out, show you your filters while you wait. You'll have a quick cup of coffee, and you'll be on your way. They can check your tires for you. They can even put your winter tires on. And, of course, in the springtime, get them off again. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, the Boxing Week sale has started early. So if you're in need of furniture, appliances, electronics, big savings to be had, check out the flyer at leons.ca and then go see them in Brandon's West End. And at EPLA office, they'll help you with buying or selling real estate, making some big plans for 2026, maybe looking at incorporating, or if it's time you do that will. It's time to get that will and estate done. See our friends at EPLA office and they'll take care of you. Making sense of the legal mumbo jumble. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. Egg salad sandwiches. Again, it's another thing I'm not a fan of. But if you have friends, maybe you've been to Japan. Maybe you've been to a Japanese 7-Eleven. Apparently, at 7-Eleven in Japan, the hottest selling thing that they have got in the store is an egg salad sandwich. Why? What is with the egg salad sandwich at 7-Eleven? Apparently, they use like the softest white bread. They use super rich mayonnaise. And it doesn't matter the age group of the customer. Everybody goes insane for the 7-Eleven egg salad sandwiches in Japan. Outselling 10 to 1 the nearest food item that they sell in Japan. I have to admit, I'm kind of curious. So what is 7-Eleven doing? 7-Eleven is bringing them to America. Now, will Canada be part of this? Okay, so it's called Q-Pie mayonnaise. Okay, what the hell is going on here? What? I have questions. What is Q-Pie? Because you know what? A good egg sandwich. Okay, let's just pretend the eggs are okay, Derek. Okay, let's just pretend it's a Japanese style because the mayonnaise makes it, right? On this, we can all agree. Oh, okay. See? Gotta love AI. So QP mayonnaise or Q pie mayonnaise is Japanese mayonnaise. I knew there was some kind of secret sauce. It's like the Big Mac. It's like, it's an okay hamburger. But when you put that sauce on it, that's what kicks it up, right? So this Q pie mayonnaise, Japanese mayonnaise, has been around since 1925, and it only uses the egg yolks and not the whole eggs like in North America. So it's super rich, super creamy, and it uses rice vinegar. They always sell it in a squeezable bottle, and it's called Q-Pie. How do you pronounce this? How is it pronounced? Wonder if you can get it here. Q-P. It is often used on sushi, Japanese potato salad, and, of course, 7-Eleven's world-famous egg salad sandwiches. Okay, so be on the lookout for it. Can I get a picture of it? Can I get a picture of the mayonnaise? Let's all be on the lookout for QP mayonnaise. Has anybody seen this stuff? I really am desperate to try it now. Patricia says, I love the egg salad sandwiches here at 7-Eleven. What? I didn't know they even sold egg salad sandwiches at this 7-Eleven. I would be a little scared. I'm with Derek on this one. I don't know why, but Cindy says, I've catered a lot of funerals and everyone loves my egg sandwiches because they're light and fluffy. The secret is to grate the eggs. I am not an egg salad guy, but I love mayo. Zumba Bernice says sushi is often garnished with it. Oh, you know, do you think they use it here? If it is, I want to get some today. Derek says co-op in Hamiota sells that. Sells that mayonnaise? The Japanese one? Sando. That's what they call it. Tamago Sando. Sounds like a tomato sandwich, but no, it's the egg sandwich. Many travelers highlight this as their one of their top experiences in Japan. Demand is so high that people say the sandwich sells out fast in online travel blogs. Even though Japanese convenience stores reportedly restock multiple times a day, they sometimes can't keep up. According to one user on Reddit, quote, recently Japanese people were complaining about how they can't buy egg sandwiches anymore because foreign tourists are buying all the sandwiches early in the morning and they sell out. Suggesting that for some shoppers, especially tourists who are social media savvy and seeing all the attention they're getting on these sandwiches, are making it into an iconic convenience store food. So, there you go. International hype and viral status. They are, quote, insanely popular. Would you like some Japanese data on it? The latest food report. I can't believe a damn egg salad sandwich. Seriously. Zumba Bernice says, my son and daughter-in-law are going to Japan in January. I'll tell them. For sure. According to a 2025 interview, a 7-Eleven Japan manager says some locations can sell 200 sandwiches before lunch. Holy shit. The fact that the item sells out and flies off shelves, even with frequent restocking, indicates incredible demand among locals and tourists. One review described it as high quality for the price. Fluffy with soft bread, rich egg salad filling, making it totally worth it. I think sometimes we ruin egg salad sandwiches by putting onion in them. I bet you it's just egg, mayo, and super soft white bread, and just let nature do what it does. Because really, isn't mayonnaise like all egg? It's an egg sauce. And especially if this Japanese mayo is made with just the best part of the egg, in my opinion. The high cholesterol part, the yellow part, the good part, the nature part, tasty part. So you're having an egg salad sandwich made with egg sauce. So I'm infatuated with it. I have got to get my hands on that mayo. I'm excited. I want to thank our sponsors, Murray Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. Again, if you're looking for an EV or a new vehicle, see them at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They'll take care of all your questions and concerns, of course. And Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with their 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Dauphin, Verdun, Moosomin, and Neepawa. We are just waiting for the hospital location to reopen, and I can't wait for that to happen. A lot of people are waiting to see when the new Tim Hortons renovations will be done. And of course, as soon as that they are done, we will be sure to let you know. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, of course, a great spot for gift cards. If you're looking for some awesome stocking stuffers for teachers in your life, by all means, see our friends at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Those gift cards come in all shapes and sizes and are available at all 9, soon to be back, 10 locations of your Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops. Become a member, and then you're an owner of your local co-op. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And, of course, for all your Christmas goodies, that is where you should be going. Co-ops of Westman, apparently I can get this new Japanese mayonnaise that apparently is killer in the egg salad sandwiches. So I can't wait to be doing that. It's going to be fantastic. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops. And we thank them for being sponsors on our show, too. Oreo cookies are making some big news. For the first time, American consumers in 2026 will have access to an Oreo cookie that has never been available in America before. And the cookie that will come in January 26 is the Oreo Zero Sugar cookie. No sugar in this Oreo cookie. Apparently, Nabisco is watching what's happening with the GLP-1s, something apparently we mention every day on this show. The weight loss injections and sugar is tanking. Sugar, everything is going high protein to accommodate for the increasing popularity of the world's new weight loss drugs. So as people ditch sugar, Oreo wants to get on the bandwagon. And of course, they're a pretty recognizable brand name. And, you know, they're going to be one of those companies that's going to be trying get ahead of the curve. I think 2026 is going to be the year we're going to see a whole bunch of mainstream products really go no sugar, low sugar, high protein. It's going to be the year of the protein. However, it does say on there, not a low calorie food. So while the sugar is gone, they're going to replace it with something else. Does it say what they're going to replace it with? While zero sugar Oreos are an exciting and inclusive option, response in China was lukewarm, despite Chinese consumers expressing many of the same concerns about sugar as those in North America. Oreos continued to sell them there, betting that folks will just get used to them. However, the underwhelming start in China shows that when they introduce these in North America, mainly the United States first, I don't know if they're going to be coming to Canada. And so they didn't really sell all that well in China, and it'll be interesting to see how they do in the United States. I think that like low-fat, low-sugar stuff in America is going to be good question. ChatGPT says we don't know for sure if they will launch in Canada. Some media in Canada reporting the U.S. launch, but nothing has been. This is just like how my world works. Something cool and new comes in, and it's always the U.S. first. My prediction, not a guarantee, because Europe and Asia already have sugar. Europe has them, too. This is being seen as a global expansion product, so it's plausible that Canada will receive them shortly after the U.S. launch. But for now, it looks like Canadian consumers might have to cross the border to get zero sugar Oreos starting in the new year. It is still very snowy on the roads, so please be careful, guys. Be careful. Easy does it on those roads, okay? Thank you, Sunseekers. Have an awesome Hump Day Wednesday, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.